There was a point that was mentioned in the shir, which I figured perhaps would be nice to elaborate further on it. This is the kasha asked by the Rishonim. You see, the Gemara tells us that we learn through Gzeira Shava, Chamisha Asar, Chamisha Asar, from Pesach to Sukkot. Just as over there, Laila Harishon Chayva, there is a mitzvah, there is a chiv to eat matzah on that first night. Likewise on Sukkot, there is a mitzvah to have an achila on the first night of Sukkot in the Sukkah. Ask the Rishonim, what's the chiddush? Is a chiddush that there's a chiv achila on Yom Tov? We already know. Just as on Shabbos, there's a chiv seuda, likewise on Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah to have oinig and simcha, which requires a seuda. So what's the addition that gets added through the tesvav, learned from matzah? We already have an achilas chiv on account of Yom Tov. What got added? What got enhanced through that limud? So there are at least five terutzim into this kasha. Let's start with the Tosfos and Brachos Mem Tes Amud Beis, who says like this. There's a difference. Let's say it was raining and he had his suda outside the sukkah, right? Mitzdar Pater Min HaSukkah. He had it outside the sukkah. Says Tosfos, okay, so now he was Yotze, suda of Yom Tov, right? That is Yotze even out of the sukkah. He had a suda on Yom Tov. But if it stops raining, he has to go back into the sukkah, because he has yet to be yotze the mitzvah achila b'sukkah, which was learned through Gzeira Shava. The Gzeira Shava teaches us, just as on Pesach, where there's a mitzvah achila of Yom Tov, but in addition, on top of that, you have to have matzah. You see, to be yotze mitzvah achila on Yom Tov, you could have matzah ashira mixed with other ingredients. It's also considered a su'udah with respect to Sudas Yom Tov. But the Torah says, Be'erev Teichlu Matzos. On top of the fact that you have to eat on account of Yom Tov, you have to add a Nachila. It has to be specifically L'shem to mekayim that mitzvah. You have to have matzah. Likewise on Sukkot. Sure, you have to eat L'shem Yom Tov, but there's a Chiv, a specific Chiv, to have the Achila in the Sukkah. So that's what we learn through Gzeira Shava, and therefore says Tosfos. If it was raining when you had your Sudas Yom Tov, you yoytze that mitzvah. Or come back into the sukkah to be mekayim this additional mitzvah, which we learn through the Gzeira Shava, which is mechayiv and achila in the sukkah dafka. Listen to this. The Rosh adds another dimension. He goes even further. He says, even if it's currently still raining, you have to go have your kezayis in the sukkah. So if only for Simchas Yom Tov, there's no chiv to have that achila while it's raining in the sukkah, because mitzdayr is pata min ha-sukkah. We learn this over and over. The point is, teshu ken tadur, your sitting in the sukkah should resemble the way you live in your home all year round, and it's not meant to involve distress or discomfort. So on account of the general halacha of the mitzvah achila sukkah, you'd be pater, it's raining. It doesn't conform to teshu ken tadur. However, says the Rosh HaChidush, since you have an additional mitzvah, a chiv, to have an achila in the sukkah, that's not related to teshu kein taduru. This is a very specific thing. Have a kazayis in your sukkah tonight. Like the achilas matzah tonight. And mitzdar doesn't exempt you from that. And he says, if it's raining, go into your sukkah. And in fact, that's how we conclude lahalacha. The Rama brings this in Shulchan Aruch. Throughout sukkahs, if it's raining, you're potter. But on the first night, you still have achila. You have to mekayim it in the sukkah. The third approach is presented by the Ritva and the Meiri. There's an afkimina regarding shiur. You see, achilas Yom Tov can be fulfilled through a kezayis. Kezayis pas. And you don't necessarily have to have it in the sukkah to mekayim mitzvah achilas Yom Tov. Now, if it's only kezayis, you don't really need to be in the sukkah, because, as we learned, only an achilas kva obligates one to have a achila in the sukkah more than a kebetza. So let's say he has a kezayis, which is enough to be yotze simchas Yom Tov, he can have it out of the sukkah. Oh, that's why we need the additional chiyuv, which we learn through the Gzeira Shava, which tells us that the achila on the first night, even if it's a kezayis, needs to be in the sukkah. So that got added through the Gzeira Shava. The Aruch Lener has a pshat. Suppose a person is fasting because he had a disturbing dream. He wants to have a tanis chaloim to annul the effect of the dream. We know that he can do that on Yom Tov as well, but because he has the extra chiv to have the achila on the first night, that can't be ignored, can't be done away in order to fulfill a tanis chalaim. For he says that's enough kemina. You're potter from Sudas Yom Tov, but you have to eat because of the new chiv, which is learned tesvav tesvav on Pesach. Now the Chavetz Chaim Yibir Halacha says, I don't really understand the kasha to begin with. Can't we have a simple teretz? He says, we know that if a person has more einig, he happens to be not in the mood of eating today, and he's going to enjoy fasting more than eating, we know that he's potter from having the suda on Yom Tov. The point of Yom Tov is to have einig Yom Tov. If fasting provides him with more einig than eating, then of course he can fast. However, since we learn that there's a special chiv to have a kezayis on that first night, not on account of Yom Tov, it's a new chiv. Tezvav is a time to have a kezayis in your sukkah, says the Chavetz Chaim. So even if this fellow happens to have more hanah from fasting, that only exempts him from einig Yom Tov. So he's potter from sudas Yom Tov, but he's chayv to have an achilas. A dagan, Tesis says, actually, it has to be dagan, has to be bread passed in the sukkah. Even if he doesn't have much pleasure from it, he has to be mekayim, the mitzvah achila in the sukkah.